Now, the rest of the story. Names you would still recognize from among the professional tennis titans of decades past include Don Budge and Bill Tilden and Ellsworth Vines. But what about Francis X. Shields? No, probably not. Probably you do not remember him, and yet Frank Shields was among the most gifted athletes ever to play his sport. One factor in his anonymity is that he was too good at too many things. But there is yet another reason his tennis greatness was not to be fully appreciated by posterity. Today's professional tennis luminaries are displaying everything it takes before ever reaching their teens. Frank Shields started young also. He won the National Boys 15 and Under Championship at the age of 13. He won the National Junior Championship twice thereafter. But unlike the firebrand youngsters you know, Frank never really took the game seriously. Do you know he never even practiced tennis? Remember this now. He never, ever practiced. Never, ever. Growing up, he went into the insurance business. He and a partner, Julius Seligson, had their own firm, and he could concentrate on business because he never had to concentrate on tennis. But Frank's natural athletic ability was absolutely astounding. As a schoolboy, his sports prowess was making the newspapers almost daily. In baseball and basketball, his performance was that of players many years his senior. In football, he was astounding. A mere prep schooler, he could hurl a football 70 yards. A Yale coach called him the finest natural football player I've ever seen. Frank was even a fine golfer, which he remained until later years. And yet it was in tennis that he made his international reputation. No discussion of past American tennis greats would be complete without a recitation of the accomplishments of Frank Shields. Yet he is often ignored, perhaps because of all of the almosts in his career. Frank reached the U.S. singles final in 1930 and then barely lost the title to John Doge. Following year, he crushed Jean Barrota in the Wimbledon single semifinals and then tore some knee ligaments and was forced to default to Sidney Wood in the final. 1933, he and Frank Parker made it to the U.S. doubles final, but lost. In 1951, he captained the American Davis Cup team, but the team lost. Well, Georgie Patton reminded us that Americans love a winner and cannot abide a loser. Such was the plight of much-gifted Frank Shields. He was an uncommonly good-looking gentleman. He was spotted very early in his tennis career by producers, and he was cast in several forgettable motion pictures. But he never lost his common sense. He even kept his insurance company going and growing during the height of his otherwise popularity. August 20, 1975, Manhattanites picked up the New York Times and read Frank X. Shields is dead at 66. And so many wondered, who in the world is Frank Shields? I hope you'll never ask that question again. For the Times obit concluded with the fact that Frank was survived by two sons and two daughters who were named and four granddaughters who were not. One of those granddaughters, without ever striking a tennis ball, has since achieved the superstardom that perpetually eluded multi-talented Frank Shields. He could do it all and do it well, but he'll be remembered best as the grandfather of Brooke Shields. Only now you know the rest of the story.